lot of people think salads are just the way to go. Like, it's healthy because it's a salad.
Yeah.
You know, if you...
I think I found your delirium.
Here it is.
Salads.
Oh, I had a client who loves salads with blue cheese dressing. And if you were to look up the calories on a blue cheese dressing, you might as well have two double cheeseburgers, a large french fry, and a regular Coke, because...
That's how many calories are in dressing?
It is, yes. And the worst part is every time it gives you those calories, it's for 2 teaspoons. No one has 2 teaspoons.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast.
Woo!
Applause, applause, applause. Today, we have joining me, as always, my right-hand man, the guy with the plan. We have Cosmo from The Cosmo Show.
Hello.
Are you, like, closet cosplaying as me today? Like, what is this?
Yes. This is the freaky guide side of you.
Delulu Canoe. Yeah. Yes, gender bend.
Yes.
We love it. Today we actually have a very, very special guest. But Cosmo, I wanted to ask you about how many times a week do you work out? Like once or twice?
Let's see. When I'm using the microwave, if it's a 2-minute countdown, I'm doing like pull-ups, like not pull-ups, push-ups on the counter to that time.
Yeah.
I keep my arms in shape and my shoulders and my like chest area, because I know, like, you know, the older you get, the man boobs will follow, but definitely the microwave and then filling up my water cooler. So that's pretty much almost every day.
And
I walk a lot. So
you're like pretty active for somebody who, like, you don't have a gym membership, right?
No.
Wow.
I've got stuff at home, a curl bar and then the resistance bands. And I have one of those things to shock you, which I tried doing those on my stomach, abs, whatnot. I'm like, turn up the intensity. I'm like, oh God, no, I can't watch this. I can't watch Grey's Anatomy and do this. So yeah.
I've tried those too. They're great.
They're horrible.
So great. But today, to educate us a little bit more on fitness, we have one of my really good close friends, JP.
Woo!
Welcome to the podcast.
I give myself my own applause.
Yes, your own applause.
Thank
there you,
you
go.
Thank you. Move it up. Move it up. What's up?
Nothing much. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm excited and scared.
Why are you scared?
For the Delulu.
Oh.
Dum bum bum.
Yeah, the Delulu can be a little nerve wracking. I think a lot of people have a little like pre-podcast jitters. Mm-hmm. But once they get here, you sit in this big squishy chair. We lure you into the canoe.
Exactly.
We tell you that it's okay to have Delulus.
And then you let it all out.
Then you vent.
Just go.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank
because
you.
We haven't had anybody who really specializes on fitness, but also like still dabbles in the acting world, which mm-hmm. I think is kind of like, it's unique. Like, I don't know anybody like you.
Well, thanks. I wish a bunch of casting directors felt the same way.
They're watching. Cast us.
Cast us now.
Headshots. Flashing all over the screen.
No, thanks. It's fun. It's actually, to live in Los Angeles, you really have to do everything and dabble in everything. So that's part of the mixture.
Yeah. You have to juggle a lot of hats, do a lot of things to make it.
You do.
It's very interesting because I didn't meet you as an actor. I met mm-hmm. you as a dancer.
That's right.
And it was through a mutual friend because I needed some like awesome dancers for my song Retail Therapy. If you haven't heard it, what are you doing? But JP's actually in the music video.
I am.
Yeah.
I got a cool little bucket hat.
Yes.
And I do a little nice worm action on the floor that they caught in slow-mo. That was awesome.
It was so cool.
It was neat. It was a lot of fun on set.
That was a fun music video.
Yeah, you had fun too?
Yeah, it was. It was honestly the most fun I've ever had on an awesome music video like that. Yeah.
Thanks, God.
Well, no, because we usually, as dancers, you get treated horribly. We do in this industry. And there's a lot more of just like, you go with the flow. Hey, dancers, get in the back. Okay, fine. Hey, dancers, go do this. And hey, you're needed right now. And you're there for 10 hours. And then you finally get used for like the last 10 minutes.
Ugh, that's
and
my
like,
biggest pet peeve.
Yes.
Ugh. Like, I get it now because I've been a director a couple mm-hmm. of times that like, obviously every individual person can't be your main focus, but I, it's the nature of the industry that you show up and what is it? Hurry up and wait.
Yes.
I think is the slang for it.
Exactly.
But man, it's so exhausting and it's so like anticlimactic. So by the time you get to your scene, you're just like, okay, but you were so gracious and so wonderful in it. And you guys all had wonderful attitudes. Cosmo was in it too.
That's right. Yes. And behind the scenes, Cosmo was cooking the burgers.
Yeah. Oh, you were the chef. Yes,
I am the chef.
The grill master.
I love it. I love it. I have fun doing that.
Aww.
I do.
It was neat. That actually is something I really remember clearly. Just that kind of took off the pressure. When Cosmo was like, what kind of burger do you want? I was like, we have options.
Oh, okay.
Just one with meat and bread, please. That's cool. But no, do you want a turkey burger? Do you want a veggie burger? And I was like, wow. Way to go, Dare.
Yeah.
Way to
go. Yes. I mean, I will throw a lot of that to my assistant, Chrissy. So, like, she was the one who really thought of everybody. It wasn't all me. Yeah. But I'll take the compliment.
No, but
for
you
her.
Know, it's a team. It's a team that you have an awesome professional team that really cares about how people feel on set.
Thank you.
I think it showed in the work because everyone was really happy to be there, especially the ending credits where everyone jumps
into the pool.
That was good.
It was such a crazy fun. Like, I wrote the song just for the fun of it. Like, there wasn't really initially a goal to like make a music video and do all this stuff. But it's crazy how much that sparked for me in my life outside of like the music industry, because you were like, hey, my gym is not far from here. You should come work out with me. And at first I was like, I don't know. Like, ooh. Like, I get kind of shy about gyms.
Yeah.
Because I've had not the best experience at gyms in the past.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of women, and maybe some men can relate to this, that like you go to the gym and someone hits on you. And then you're like, ooh, this is uncomfortable. I don't want to work out here or sweat in the space.
It's true. It's such a vulnerable place. And
yeah.
You want to be in your moment. You want to be closed off. You want to have your headsets in and get your job, get your stuff done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you have so much connection of people wanting to borrow the weights that you're using or just get into your space, or they see you wearing a tight pair of pants and they're like, yo, what's up? It just, it kind of takes away that moment of like, I want to get the stuff done. I want to get out. And then you don't really want to go back. So
yeah. And we're all there to like better ourselves.
We are.
That's the whole goal. And when somebody takes away that the space isn't safe anymore, like they take that with them, you're just like, okay, well, I don't want to work out here anymore. It's really nerve wracking.
It's tough.
But I think I even told you that initially when you were like, oh, you should come work out at my gym. And I'm pretty sure I told you, like, I don't know, I don't really do gyms anymore. And you were like, no, this gym is different. Like, I would personally train you. You'd be with me. No one talks to my clients when I work out with them.
And it's
I was
awesome.
Like, oh, okay. And I mean, they do, but it's not like, hey, your butt looks nice. It's more like, oh my gosh, like, don't I know you from this thing? Like, it's like a community there. It's
I love
so much
it.
Safer.
That's what I want to create. I wanted to create a community. And I've worked at all the gyms in Los Angeles, Equinox, 24-Hour Fitness, LA Fitness, Gold's Gym, Crunch. It's
Wait, what? There's a gym called Crunch?
Yes.
Like the Crunch Bar? It's funny.
It is. It's a real. There's two of them. But it's you through all my other gyms, because they're bigger, you just notice a lot more of those creepy moments that make your clients feel uncomfortable. And you try to avoid those, but you could only do so much on your side and with your clients. So then it creates a bad environment, and then you're just trying to feel better about it. So that's why I'm glad now I have my own space where I'm able to just take it for private training, and everyone there is strictly for private training, and you don't have to worry about creepers.
Yeah, it's so great. Like, I absolutely love, like, I've been going for so long now with you.
I know.
Because the environment there is so great, and everyone is so nice.
Awesome.
So I'm super excited and, like, really happy that you picked me up when you were taking me with you.
I'm happy you took that opportunity to choose me.
Aw. We're going to hold hands? I'm sorry. I don't know why that felt right.
And thank you.
Thank you. So I actually did prep some kind of silly gym things to like ask your opinion on. But usually on the show, we let the guest lead with their delulu. Did you have anything that's really making you feel a little delulu, making you feel a little silly, running rampant in your brain?
You know what? I feel like it'll come out in our stories.
Okay.
Like, yes. Yeah. We'll start with those, and there'll be a segue, and I know for sure it's going to come out.
I got you.
And you'll be like, there you are.
There's the title. I found you.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's nerve-wracking for guests when they come on to, like, pick something to talk about, because we ask them, like, is there anything that you would talk for, like, 15 minutes on? And some people are like, like, they don't know right in that moment.
Yeah.
But usually when I, like, poke and prod a little bit, like, I just kind of like, come on, everybody.
Well, the problem is I have a lot that I could just bring up, but we're at a time limit.
And I got you. We'll be here for 24 hours
we will
live.
Be here live. Oh,
could you imagine?
Like a podcast.
Live.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do that at some point, but I'm too scared.
No.
I run my mouth too much, and then I might say things that aren't the best, but.
We'll make it work.
Note cards.
Okay.
Okay, so. My first question, this one's like pretty easy, but I'll just warm you up.
Okay.
So is diet like really the key to health, or is it exercise? Is it both? Like, where would you weigh the scales of diet and exercise?
All right. So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Tell us.
I feel like diets become a huge fad with these, like, especially for, like, on TikTok, Instagram, everyone wants to talk about the keto diet or just the paleo or what's going to count in your macros. And yes, everybody's body's different. So there's some things that work amazing for some people and some that don't work for others.
Right.
For me, I used to teach Zumba classes. So I would teach about 16 dance classes a week.
Wow.
And there was no way where I could be in a calorie deficit and do a keto diet or paleo because I needed that energy for class.
Yeah.
And after the second class of that week, I was just drained. And sometimes I would do three classes in one day. So being able to have that energy, that's when I realized, you know what? The diet isn't going to be the way for me. And I have to understand that I'm not the only one out there.
Right.
That there has to be other people who feel the same way. So yes, keto works for some people. Paleo works for some people. And it's all about having a well balance. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to make sure that if you want to drop some weight, you're in a calorie deficit. Mm-hmm. If you're wanting to put on some size for your muscles are hungry. You have to feed yourself. So don't be in the mindset of, you know what, I'm going to have McDonald's or I'm going to feed myself a bunch of fries and fried food, because that's not the nutrients your body needs. You need more protein. So being able to drink those delicious protein shakes. Hashtag sponsor ad. Yes, like the protein shakes, being able to have like high protein meals, that's important. And then of course getting your vegetables, so that way you could keep your gut and your cycle more regular. But what has really worked for me and a lot of my clients is consistency. So don't have a healthy meal on Monday and then Tuesday give it all up. And then Wednesday be like, oh, I'm going to eat salads now. And that's the biggest problem. A lot of people think salads are just the way to go. Like, it's healthy because it's a salad.
Yeah.
You know, if you...
I think I found your delirium.
Here it is.
Salads.
Oh, my God. I had a client who loves salads with blue cheese dressing. And if you were to look up the calories on a blue cheese dressing, you might as well have two double cheeseburgers, a large french fry, and a regular Coke, because...
That's how many calories are in dressing?
It is, yes. And the worst part is every time it gives you those calories, it's for 2 teaspoons. No one has 2 teaspoons.
Of dressing. Yeah.
Like, you smother it on.
Wow. Yeah. That's such a good point.
And the same thing. Like, ranch isn't any better.
I don't even have ranch in my fridge because I can't. It's a lot.
It's like, I'm watching my weight. I'm just going to have a salad.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Like, next question.
What's next?
Oh, I got some more.
Okay. Well, what about balsamic vinaigrette?
That is great. I was going to ask that. Okay. Yes. Balsamic vinaigrette is actually a great way to go.
Okay.
But what are you mixing with your greens? Are you putting in some protein? Are you putting in some quinoa? Are you just keeping it simple? Because, again, by keeping it simple, you're not getting – I mean, you're feeding yourself lettuce and vinegar.
Dressing. Yeah. Yeah.
So how is that?
Like chicken or maybe like some sort of fish in it, I would guess.
That would be awesome. I mean, something very lean. Yeah. And, of course, you could also get away with, like, a burger patty or a turkey patty inside the salad and just, like, fill you up a little bit more that way.
I'm a big sweet potato fan, too, in salads.
Amazing.
Like, oh, so good.
No, you, like that's candy. Good. I know. It's delicious. And yeah. I feel like they don't get represented well enough.
They don't.
They don't. They get a bad name.
My next Tallulah sweet potatoes. Represent sweet potatoes. Bring out
hashtag free the sweet potato.
Could you imagine if we had like an actual like chef? They come in with like different arrays of sweet potatoes.
That's what we need. Commercials and then have a chef that brings in every time we
like
mention
QVC, like sweet potatoes.
Get your sweet potatoes now. We should make like a recipe for sweet potatoes.
Yeah. What kind though? Like.
Well, I mean, you could do like wedges. You could also make
potato wedges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet potato wedges, French fries.
Crinkle fries.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We're on to something.
All right. We're going to figure it out.
We're on to this. Our two Delulus, salad and sweet potatoes. What about, okay, so there's a stereotype about, like, people say that you should go to the gym kind of thing. In general, to everyone. But then there's also this strange stereotype of people who are bigger at the gym kind of get like side-eyed or like fat shamed while they're there. How do you as a personal trainer combat that sort of behavior in a gym?
Towards the people making the comments or the person receiving the comments?
I would say like both.
Well, I'm very much a supporter for people. I would be the one to compliment someone who I could tell they're newer to a gym and they're either struggling to understand a piece of equipment. I'm usually the first one to say, hey, this is the way you use this equipment. I'm a personal trainer. I just want to show you so you don't get hurt. I'm not trying to be creepy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm always just like, hey, just, you know, I'm a personal trainer, but just not trying to be creepy. I just want to show you this.
Yeah.
Or like, hey, way to go. Keep it up. I'm like, okay. And you could tell that like this is a struggle for them or they don't really want to be there. So they're on that treadmill or they're on that cardio piece of equipment.
Yep.
And you're just like, hey, way to go. Yeah. And all it takes is a smile. A smile is like the energy that you could give off with just like a fun smile, what's up, and then take off is so impactful rather than a, hey,
nice. A creepy stare.
Nice shorts. You're like, okay, thanks. Now I'm leaving. That's you know, funny. I like to keep it positive at the gym.
I also feel like you do a good job at your gym, the one that we work out at together, that like, you make everyone feel included because we were having a completely separate conversation one day and somebody else was inspired by what we were talking about and totally chimed in on the conversation.
That's right.
And not at any point did we kind of be like, okay, dude, like back off. Like we were very, oh, that's a great thought. Yeah. Like I feel like you do such a good job of making it.
It's hard.
Fun.
And I will say I love – I feel very honored because I feel like it's a little bit of a compliment towards my training and towards my clients because if people want to get into my conversation, they're just always there. Like, what are you guys talking about? What's up? And so it makes me feel good. But then at the same time, I'm battling the inner thought of you're here for Dare. Uh-huh. Make sure you focus on her. Don't get off topic. And then don't let the time run out and be like, we're done.
We did five push-ups. That's it. Good job, sport.
Maybe tomorrow we'll do six.
Maybe tomorrow will be better.
No, but I mean, it is a fine line. Mm-hmm. And I battle it daily, but I feel like I've been able to grab onto it really well.
Yeah.
And just battle both because I love creating that positive environment. I love to have conversations that other people love to chat about. And my biggest thing is being able to make the client feel comfortable. And that could be a flaw too on my part because some people don't like to share their whole lives.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I suppose so. I'm just like, so what do you do? And what'd you do this weekend? That's all you did? Tell me more. And I don't know. I just want
to. So I get to know them.
I do.
Aww. That's nice though, because I think sometimes people who have shorter answers usually deal with like, I don't want to burden this person. So I don't know that it's always bad if you poke a little.
No, it's good. You're able to find out more about them and then they connect with you. And even if it's something as simple as I had a date and they don't want to share that with anyone. Well, they don't want to share it with you, but you poke and you finally get some information about it. And then you're like, okay, well, let's talk about this. What's going on later?
Yeah. Or
when are you going to meet this person again? Mm-hmm. And they light up because that you're the one person
who remembers
and you're the one person that they could talk to about this. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome. It is fun.
That's kind of like bartending.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, you mean like the same way you poke at them and get to know them and you know everything about them. So when they come back, it's like, so how did that one thing go? Mm-hmm. But for me, if I had a trainer, I'd be like, no, I don't want to get to know you. Don't ask me questions.
Really?
I want to hate you so I can get through my training because I need something to work off at. So it's like, so drill me like a drill instructor so I can get this over with and go. It's just like, God, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. Just like that. That's me.
Small chat. You don't like the little like, so. Cosmo, you're wearing pink today. You look good.
You look good.
Unless I have someone like JP in my life, and I'm like, I want to hang out with you afterwards. Yeah. 9 to 10, I don't want to hang out with my trainer.
You don't want your trainer to be nice.
You know what? You're not the only one. I get that a lot too. And maybe that's why I have trouble training straight guys.
Because the tea.
Here it is.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Comfy. Here we go.
No, the thing about it, like everyone.
Did you see that? We all were
just
like,
tell you here something, we go, Cosmo. Here we
go. Wait, hold on.
Damn. It's just, I mean, there's different kind of training methods for people.
Sure.
And I have had to learn them all. Mm-hmm. At first, I did think everyone wanted a boot camp trainer. Mm-hmm. And I lost a lot of clients that way. Because I was too rough. I thought getting them to the verge of about to throw up was good.
Oh, no.
Because that's what I learned at one of my gyms. I won't say the first gym that I worked at, but they said, when you do your training session with the client, you finish with these stairs and have them go up and down 4 times, and they will want to puke by the second time. And of course, if someone's out of shape, you don't make them do stairs.
Wow.
And I've learned this later, and it really frustrates me the most because it's a franchise gym, and it's just a way to market, to get people vulnerable to have to pay for training sessions and be like, I'm miserable, I'm out of shape, I'm horrible, yes, I need you. Like, no, you should want to be here. You should want to be able to get better together. We should want a partnership, and you shouldn't be fearful every time you see me that you're going to throw up. And who enjoys that? Like, who would want that? Oh, Cosmo does.
Cosmo wants it.
I mean, it's just, that's the motivation for me.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I don't know. I like that better. Yeah. It's weird.
See, I like a sweaty hug. So I like a little bit of a sweaty hug when I've done a good job, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I will say this. When I first moved to Los Angeles, I was 18. And I was hitting my 208 pounds. Which was like, ooh, scary for me because I was never over 200 pounds. And I was like, 208. Okay, we need to do something. And I went to a boot camp.
Oh.
And I would do it at 5:30 every morning. And there was something about having a whistle blown at you and them knowing your name and screaming at you that was kind of like, okay, you know you need to do this. Mm-hmm. This is why you're here.
Yeah.
So there is that, but... For longevity, I don't think it would have. It's something I haven't continued with.
Yeah.
So it worked for the moment, and I could see it working for the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the cycling, the stationary thing, or the treadmill and whatnot,
spinning classes,
or just going on a jog or going to a hike. I'm like, I can't do it without a purpose. So something's chasing me, or I'm late for something, or. Yeah, I need to walk up this damn mountain because I need to go to safety because the freaking cougar's after me.
You know what? There is an app.
Is there an app for that?
There is an app. It's, oh my gosh, I'm going to forget it. But it's about zombies who chase you. And
Whoa.
You listen to it on your ears. Where else would you listen to it? On your headset. And you have your headset on. You're listening to music. And then you just hear... And then it says, hey, player one, be careful. There's a zombie 200 feet behind you. Now is the time to jog. And it marks, like, how fast you're going to make sure you get away from the zombie. And it just helps you, like, jog, run. Okay, come back to jogging. Okay, we missed him. We're clear. Mm-hmm. Go back to walking. You're fine.
Whoa.
I know. It's pretty cool.
It's kind of cool.
It is.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
We better find out the name of that.
We should. Yeah.
Sponsor.
Zombie apocalypse.
There you go. Yeah. Zombie apocalypse.
The app. Zombie marathon.
Oh.
Something like that, you know?
Hey. Yeah.
We should sign up for it.
That's a great. I will not. Farewell in that because no. I want the zombies to hug me.
I don't know, but see, I would get in the flight of like fight or flight mode and be like, all right, where's the nearest branch? I'm gonna knock some heads over.
See, there we go. And we're like, hello, Cosmo, we're supposed to be running and you're fighting.
I mean, I used to do martial arts growing up, so it's like the drill instructor, mm-hmm. the fight or flight, the reflexes from like kendo to Muay Thai. So it's just like I'm trained in that condition to be. Bossed, moved around, and then for reflexes. I used to have, my reflexes used to be so bad. Somebody would sneak up behind me, and there's an elbow coming to somebody's face.
Yeah.
Oh.
But now I've calmed down a lot throughout my age. I'm like, well, if I get hit first, I get hit first because I can absorb that, but I'm going to retaliate after that. So I learned not to be so on guard.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
loose. And I'm like, if it's coming my way, just got to take it.
Oh.
And then after that, I'm just like, all right.
Then we're in trouble.
Okay. Yeah.
So even if there was a cougar chasing you, you wouldn't run, is what you're basically saying.
If there was if I hear something like a zombie in the background, or a cougar, or something rustling, I am one of those people that are going to run to safety.
Okay.
Not
okay.
run to death.
Got it.
And trip and fall when the killer is like after me, like they always do in movies.
Cougar animal, just to clarify.
Yes, yes, not a middle-aged woman.
No, either or, okay?
Either or, you would
run. Either okay, or.
All right, good to know. And also, I learned not to scare Cosmo because you get a punch in the face.
Not anymore.
I love scaring people. I love to do it.
Do you?
I do. Oh, it's just a thrill.
Oh,
and then I'm the kind that'll laugh about it.
Yeah?
I think it's funny. And then I'm bleeding because they punched me. Or...
I'm so...
on the floor, tripping because they pushed me. I'm like, oh, but it's funny.
I'm so glad you've never done anything to me at the gym like that because I will jump at anything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very skittish.
Oh, fun.
I should not have told you. Yeah. Oh, no.
No. Well, the good thing is you come during the day, so there's other people there. So,
yeah.
My 5 a.m. clients, oh, they hate me.
Your 5 a.m. ones?
Oh, yeah.
You scare them?
Oh, yeah.
Get some heart running.
Thriller music on.
Like right when they come in and you're like in the bathroom so they can't see you're there.
Oh, yeah. Or I'll turn the lights on and make them think that the gym's open, and I'll hide by my car.
Stop it! You're going to give them trauma!
And then they say, can you lock the door? And I'm like, yeah, why?
Like,
why?
What do you mean? You like jump out? Huh?
It'll get the heart rolling, I'll tell you that.
It wakes me up, you know?
You do it for me.
It is. It's for me.
Oh my gosh. Thrill. Yeah, I'm never doing the 5 a.m. sessions now. No. Speaking of scary things, do you have body dysmorphia?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry, that's so triggering.
It is. No, it is.
I think it's important to talk about it, though.
It is.
And it is kind of scary and sad.
It is. I mean, everyone has it. And
really?
I don't. Yes. It's everyone does have it.
Oh.
Some people have it a lot more. You have it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that I'm on. I have a show and I'm like standing in front of a thing. And I look at myself. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, just let's get through this. Let's do jumps as quick. So, you know, maybe like, let me get up closer to the camera so you don't see the rest of my body.
How many filters can we put in?
Seriously. But it's a thing.
It's tragic because it doesn't get better.
No.
And it's something that lives with you forever. I will say, you get better at handling it, but it still always stays there. As a dancer, growing up, we were always talked about for our weight and just making sure that we were, you wanted to be a fit dancer. You wanted to be the thinnest one. You wanted to be the most muscular. And there's just so much shame in that environment. Mm-hmm. There's so much shame in the LGBT community environment.
Really?
For body shaming. The gym too, it's very welcoming, but there's a little bit of that
high school mentality.
Yes, there we go. Like the locker room chat of like, hey, I'm gonna motivate you, but I'm also gonna like talk about
your body.
Your body. I, you know what? I actually brought in a friend to work out with me the other day, mm-hmm. and amazing body, totally fit, and it was good because he was an influencer as well, and he had a bunch of followers and was gonna like share my information, share the gym, and we're like, okay, cool, great. And then afterwards, he left, and you just hear all these trainers kind of come up to me and be like, oh, I'm glad you finally decided to get a trainer for yourself. And I'm like, ha-ha. So, it, I mean, it's just like, something that, like, it does. It...
Yeah.
And we're cutting back from the tears, and we're. No, but it's just like, whether it was a joke or not, it does hit everyone differently.
Right.
You know? I have clients who are very self-conscious of their calves and they want to grow their calves. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and they love going back to what Cosmo's talking about, being that bully to motivate. Mm-hmm. So I'll say something like, look, let's go. We're going to go work on those calves. We need to build those calves. And you could see like their energy shifts. And I was like, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. It was a joke. And then they're like, no, I like it. But you learn to deal with it. But you, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that you really... accept it.
Yeah.
And it's tough. I mean, there's always going to be that one thing of no matter how much plastic surgery you get, no much how much Botox you get, mm-hmm. or any kind of cosmetic surgery, or even like getting bigger at the gym and more in shape, you're still constantly finding that
little thing that bothers you
that needs to be fixed.
Yeah. Huh. I guess I never took a second to think about that, like, everybody has some form of body dysmorphia.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about it that way. Hmm.
And it's actually cool. If you find someone who is very open about it, mm-hmm. Which most people are. I mean, no one...
Yeah.
They'll lie to you if they don't.
Yeah.
They'll lie to you.
I am perfect.
But I... Like, the guy that I worked out with, I was lifting heavier than he was.
Oh, okay.
And I was putting more muscle on.
Yeah.
And, I mean, lifting more weight.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm stronger.
Whoa.
And so I had to, like, show up, you know? Sass. I had to be like, let's go, all right? You want to, okay, you have the body, but I have the muscle.
Whoa.
And the strength. So
yeah. True. There's a difference.
Yes.
There's a difference in the bulk and then the strength.
There is a difference in the bulk and the strength. Mm-hmm. And I had the strength and he had the body. But being able to say, like, you know what, I wish I had that body, because that body, your body looks really good. I wish I had more of, like, your chest.
Yeah.
Then they will be like, well, I wish I had more of your legs, because you have really great legs. So being able to hear their insecurities really just level both of you. And that's, I feel, a good place to be.
Oh, for sure.
Like, okay, cool. We, you know what? Mm-hmm. I envy this about you, but you envy this about me.
It's like seeing eye to eye kind of thing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's like with me and anybody Japanese. I envy them. Their hair, their style. Their
clothes, really?
And the culture. Just love it.
Yeah.
So. Actually, I heard the show that we that I did.
Mm-hmm.
There, of course, we had all of our dance attire on.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the girls were always just talking about each other's bodies. And a lot of them are ripped. And a lot of them have, like, great bodies.
Yeah.
And there was these two girls who have, like, amazing six packs. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Just super fit. And you could see the other girls just, like, thin, great body, but go up to her and be like, I just freaking love your abs. I just love your stomach. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I wish I had your legs. And I'm like,
there you go.
Dang. And it just totally took away that energy of just, like, again, leveling each other out. Because you know what? We're all there together and we all have struggles. And mm-hmm. finding out where each other's is a way you could motivate each other and be like, let's do it.
Let's do some legs today.
Let's do some legs today.
Let's do some abs.
Yeah.
So you talk a lot about, like, leveling the playing field kind of thing and, like, complimenting each other mm-hmm. on things that you like on someone else and vice versa. So now I'm wondering, what happens when you get a client who isn't as open or is, I don't want to say a bad client, because I don't know that there's such thing as a bad client, maybe the ones that cancel, but what about somebody maybe comes in with, like, a negative mindset, or someone who comes in and kind of trauma dumps on you? Like, do you have clients that, I don't want to say, like, work well with you, but I guess that's the best way to put it?
Being a personal trainer.
Uh-oh, here's the PR statement.
Is very much like being a bartender. No, not even a bartender. I'm going to take that away. No. And say a little bit. No, a little bit.
Let's see the similarities.
All right. I'm going to say being a hairstylist because hairstylists have to listen to some shoot.
You can say shit now.
Now we can say
we're past 10 minutes.
Oh my God. Finally. They have to listen to some shit. And
they do.
Sometimes I have to set myself up for this. I know who's coming in next. Okay, this is what it's gonna be. It's gonna be an hour of drama about you. Okay, let's deal with that. And you could take that challenge of, you know what, let me motivate it. Let me turn it around turn your frown upside down.
Yeah.
You know what? You think your glass is half full. It's actually half empty. That's good. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no. But if they choose to still stay negative,
right,
then it's a bigger problem. And it's something like you can't take on yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's usually, if I take on too much, I usually give myself like 4 clients at max and then I need to take a break.
Yeah,
I will go to get a coffee. I will go change the scenery, go to another gym, and then come back or just get my own workout in because it's heavy. Mm-hmm. And as much as you try to change the energy, it's like a podcast. Imagine yourself being the only one that talked and the other person's like, no, no. Do you want to do this? No, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Okay. But you smile and you're like, no, what? It's hard. It's really tough.
Yeah.
But you just have to like have a bunch of tools in your back pocket to be able to pull out, so that way you could switch up an exercise that they could do, or find something that they could relate to, and you just start talking more about yourself, and that's sometimes good. And sometimes that's it makes it easier on everyone.
Yeah, because I imagine for me in this podcast, like, we get to heavily curate whoever we bring on, you know? And I guess in a way, you being a trainer, you have that power too. Because, I mean, sure, you've got bills to pay, and you've got to eat. But also at the end of the day, you could decide that, like, you know, this person, it's just not a good fit. Maybe it's time to, like, let them go, so to speak. But have you ever had somebody really question or test you a little bit where you're like, hey, this next exercise, we're going to do 10 sumo squats. Okay, ready? And then they're just like, no, I don't want to do that.
Yes.
Yeah, really?
Every single day.
Oh, but they usually end up caving and doing it, right?
Or no. So
you don't have to get into specifics.
I won't get into specifics. Okay. I'm trying to keep it general.
Keep it PG.
Keep it general. This person... call them out. No, it's just there's a lot. There's sometimes where your body just won't work with a certain exercise, whether it be I have bad balance, I have suffered through vertigo, I have an ingrown toenail and I can't put any pressure on this foot, and it's just like, hey, try this. No, I don't do this ab exercise. I don't feel my abs, I feel it all on my back. Okay, well, let's try this ab exercise, do this here. No, I feel it on my hips. Okay. And sometimes even though there's the core that goes throughout the back as well into the front, it's understanding the difference of where the core is. And that the person who doesn't really understand the anatomy of a body or even personal training will say, oh, I feel it all in my back. I'm like, no, it's part of your core. It's all there. But okay. You just have to say okay, because the last thing you want them to do is get hurt, especially since you're not in their body, being able to listen to what they have to say. And if they don't want to do it, then why am I going to make them do it?
Right.
There's so many tools out there that we could use to get you to do something else, or we'll take a water break and we'll go talk about something else.
Aww. You're so level-headed with all this. Like, that's probably why you're such a good trainer. Like,
I've had some experience, a lot of years of experience, a lot of crying sessions too.
Aww.
Those are good. Those are the best ones. When you show up to train and you're like, and I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, oh gosh, okay, let's walk. And it's just, you know what? That person needed to vent.
There's something about the gym that I didn't realize till we had worked out together that it really does open you up. Like, it's a very vulnerable, like, physically it's vulnerable, but emotionally it's like when you're putting your body like testing it to the limit, it mm-hmm. really makes you like talk differently and speak differently. Like there were some things I was telling you that I haven't told like anybody.
Oh really?
And I was like, why am I it's like, you doing that thing to me.
Why did I bring that up?
Are you reading my mind? Or yeah. And it's so great. Like it feels better not only physically like work out, but also like a weight is lifted mm-hmm. when you feel like you can talk about things that you normally wouldn't with others. So
yeah.
Same with alcohol.
That's true. That is true. But it's like, I love to compare throwing a tantrum to endurance training. Because when you're doing endurance, like a ball slam or whatever, you need that aggression. You need that energy to slam something to the floor mm-hmm. or even just push your limits. But that's at the moment, if you ever compare the two of that and when you're at your lowest and just like crying and sobbing because something's bothering you, it's the same energy system and you're just letting it all out, and that's why it brings up trauma. Why you're like, hey, so this is really pissing me off about my ex, and I'm like, oh, okay, oh, that's all right,
let's talk about it.
So being able to hear these stories, you're just like, it's amazing that out of endurance training, you get like the random topics.
Yeah.
We do. We get some good topics, you and I.
We do. We talk a lot of deep celebrity gossip topics, but like we'll have to bring you back for one of those because we got some tea and
we got some tea.
Mm-hmm. I had a couple statistics that I pulled offline, and I'm curious what your thoughts are. Various statistics reveal that around 50% of Americans set New Year's resolutions, which is cool. 50%, that's great. Mm-hmm. But with a mere 8% keeping them. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. It's weird because New Year's resolutions, you're all for it that first week, the mm-hmm. first 2 weeks, maybe the first month. You sign up for that gym membership, you sign up for you set all those goals, mm-hmm. and usually all the gym memberships are 6-month contracts, or no one does month to month.
Yeah, something like that.
Year contracts, so you know you're already saying yes for a long time. But the thing about it is what I tell my clients is you guys can't set yourself up for unrealistic goals, mm-hmm. and you can't set it up for too much. If you want to start with one thing, you know what? I want to get into the gym. Into the gym is all you need. You don't need to say, I need to gain, lose 15 pounds. I need to put on 10 pounds of muscle. I want to get a 6-pack. Like, no, get into the gym. You didn't go into the gym for the last 3 months. How about let's get into the gym first? Mm. Okay. So after you've done that for 2 weeks, now let's set another example or another goal. All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to start taking away one of my unhealthy meals a week. Okay, there you go. You start creating a balance, and then you start eating better. You start looking better, and that's what motivates you, because you see the changes in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And if you do so much in the beginning, I'm going to go 5 days a week. I'm going to eat healthy the entire week. I'm only going to have one cheat day. Like, your body's freaking out. It's not used to it.
Yeah.
And it's like putting diesel inside of a car that takes like unleaded gasoline. Yeah. It's like, wait, hold on. Like, why? What are we doing?
Yeah.
And it's just like, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Get your body used to a set schedule. Get your body used to a set routine. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have to come up with the most crazy exercises that you see at the gym. All you need is like a little bit of cardio. Mm-hmm. You need to get that core engaged.
Yes.
And then you can start focusing and start splitting up the muscle groups in your upper body and then your lower body. Mm-hmm. But just get the hamster wheel rolling first.
Right.
Before you start trying to rearrange
everything. That's so funny, because we had an episode at this point is going to be way in the beginning of the Lulu, so be sure to go back and watch it. But I talk about how January is like the worst month ever. Mm-hmm. I personally think, and a lot of people in the comments agreed, because everyone wants to change, not everyone, but 50% of Americans want to change so many things about themselves in what? Like, they go to sleep the night before New Year's, woo! And then they wake up and they're like, I want to eat clean. I want to work out. I want to save money. I want to not go to the bars. And you don't see them for a whole month because they like really are burying themselves into this idea of being the best version of themselves, but then they end up falling off, coming back in February to all the bad habits, and like nothing was sustained. So it's interesting that you brought that up too.
It's not a balance. Yeah. It's not realistic. It's not something you could achieve. And that's achieve for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. It's obviously something you could achieve if you set any goal. But yeah. The same thing with like going back to those diets. Yes, you could do paleo keto for a month. Maybe 3 months, 4 months, or good for you if you could do it longer. But how is that life when you go and hang out with your friends?
How are you able to?
I would have friends have microwaves inside their car. Whoa. And they would connect it to their
the port, like the cigarette port, or whatever.
Can you still say cigarette port? Because like no one smokes anymore.
That's what I call it.
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah. Good. What is it? Cigarette port.
Cigarette outlet port.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like the USB now is what it technically is. But what was it before?
A cigarette port.
Is that really? Yeah. That's not technically what the term is.
I mean, you push this thing in and then it got heat.
And then you would burn it.
Yeah. You take it out and you...
They don't put them in cars
cigarette
anymore.
Cigarette port.
There it is. Cigarette port. But they would connect it to their vehicle. Yes. And they would be like, hey, so we're at the bar. We're drinking. We're having fun. All right, I'm going to go to my car real quick. I'll be back. And we're like, okay, what would you do? Oh, I just ate my dinner. Okay. You made it work.
Sure.
Why are you doing that for your life?
Yeah.
How is that? Unless you're working, again, like a bodybuilding, you have a goal, you have a show you need to work on, you're filming something and you want to be like set for that. Okay, good. That's not a lifetime though. That's short term. Mm-hmm. And people get confused with that. Hmm. So, but I'm really curious about those goals or the statistics on this year though, because this year I felt no one that I know really had a New Year's resolution, or no one really said it, and none of my clients actually came to me and said, this is what I want to do for New Year's.
Interesting. Okay.
It's tricky because, I mean, they want, even me going up into Christmas and November, December, I usually have a fallout of clients. So I'll usually do a show. Mm-hmm. I'll do something more creative because I don't have time on November and December. Mm-hmm. But because people were actually training and then they had no goals really, or New Year's resolution for New Year's, mm-hmm. then it was more to just keep them coming and feel good about themselves.
Oh, so wait, you had no one drop?
No one dropped.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Ta-da.
Yes. But I mean, this is actually something I never heard from a lot of other trainers too, that the New Year's resolution thing is kind of going away because you don't want to have that negative vision of, hey, what is wrong with me? What do I need to fix?
Right.
And it's true. You shouldn't have to fix anything, mm-hmm. but you should view it as a way of like, what can I change to make my life more sustainable, healthier, and better? Yeah. So I feel better about myself. Mm-hmm. And there's always that little change that you can make.
Of course. Yeah, I love that. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're killing it. For those of you that are watching on YouTube, you're probably confused why we're all in different outfits.
Oh.
Wardrobe change. We're still a very new podcast, and we actually had some audio issues where my card filled all the way up because we were talking so much tea, so much juice, that it just decided it was done recording. So we brought everybody back, and instead of like trying to fake it and like put on the same outfits and pretend nothing happened, I will always wear my heart on a sleeve, and I'll always just be honest and say like, whoops, we had a little bit of a hiccup, but we're back. We're going to finish this episode strong. And I think we all look great in our second outfits.
This is great. A costume change is definitely worth it.
Honestly, we're all actors here. So.
Well, I mean, it was a hurricane. We were talking about the hurricane. Yes. And there was a hailstorm. So that also happened.
Maybe it was raining sideways.
It was raining. We had to cut it for electric purposes.
Totally wasn't our fault.
What happened was I needed a vape break, and I went outside, and I was like, you know, I don't like what I'm wearing, so I just went home and changed, and then
told us all to change.
Yeah, everyone go and change.
Like, I need a break, but also I need to change.
It's that... actually like the same day, and we just had this in our
yes.
Okay, it was 10 minutes, you guys.
But for those of you that are listening on Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen to this, you didn't even notice. But I'd rather just be honest than pretend like nothing happened or nothing went wrong. That's when fine. We're so new. Like, we haven't even been up for a year. We're still an infant. So I'd rather just be honest, say oopsie doopsies, and move on.
Oopsie.
We were just celebrating that you had 0 clients drop from New Year's, which, so proud of you. Like, how does that make you feel?
I feel accomplished. I feel on top of the world. Yeah. And I am, it's actually just a good sign. It makes me feel, I've always built my relationships with fitness being more of hands-on and just like connecting with people. And when I feel like the relationship is strong, it just makes me feel like my friendship is going in the right direction.
I feel like that's such a testament to how wonderful and nice you are. And you like accommodate, like, you're such an actor. You accommodate your personality and your workouts to each individual. And I feel like if someone or if anyone that set like a New Year's resolution decided that that wasn't going to work for them, they would have left. True. And they all stayed. So that's such a testament to who you are.
Thank you.
I don't know if you've realized that.
I like hearing that. Thank you. Give me that compliment.
Hold that for a minute. Yeah. Hold
no, that's awesome. Awesome.
Now, speaking of you being an actor, I know you've had some like really awesome auditions lately, and I can never share the things that I'm auditioning for, and I know that sometimes you probably can't as well, but have you had any really cool like moments in auditioning recently since the strike is now over? People are kind of starting to go back to work.
Yes. And I'm trying to re-rack my brain if anything was on the non-disclosure list, but I don't think it was.
Tea.
I could say it. I auditioned for J-Lo's new musical that she's working on called Kiss of a Spider-Woman.
Whoa, what?
Yes, it's a musical that's coming out this year.
Oh my goodness. Just watched her documentary. So, and we just talked about it on a couple DeLulu's ago. Yeah. I'm intrigued. Okay, and they even leaked the title to you. That's pretty rare for auditions.
Mm-hmm. It really was. They told us what they were looking for. I went in as a prisoner. And
okay.
I know, me. But it was crazy because they had like different styles of prisoners. They had prisoners who just all ranges.
Wow.
And I've never spent a night or any time in prison, but I saw the types that would spend time in prison. And that's actually probably why I didn't book it.
Oh,
spoiler alert.
Well,
I spent time in prison.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, me?
All of us are.
It was on a set for retail therapy.
Oh, that's right.
Now, I'm not saying that it was like prison, the actual music video, but there was a place that we recorded at that had a jail cell in the back.
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, this is pretty cool. So while everyone was busy, I was like doing my little takes on TikTok.
I may or may not have also done a filming in that same section. Maybe the Chicago scene.
Yes.
Yes. Honestly, I want to book that location again just to shoot some silly stuff in that jail cell because I see other influencers shooting there and then claiming they've been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've seen them making TikToks being like, they let me have my phone in jail today. And I'm like,
no, they didn't.
That's a studio in Burbank. You liar.
Call you out.
What are you, Paris Hilton? Come on.
Yeah, that location's super cool, but it's funny how people just believe anything that you post.
You know, it's true.
But congrats on the J-Lo audition. You. That's so cool to say that you were up for that, even if it wasn't a home run.
You know what? It was awesome just to put my hat back into the audition field and for a big movie musical that's going to do – it's going to be way better than the – J-Lo documentary.
I for her sake, I hope so, because I think people are being a little cruel.
You know what? I get it. If you have the money, do it. Yeah. Why not? Mm-hmm. But it doesn't help when it's coming right before a announcement that you're going to go sell arenas. And then the ticket sales don't do well. Or if you're like going to make this movie musical, like now it's going to have a bad taste in the mouth of people wanting to go see it. So I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like she just did too much in too short of a time. I think if she would have breadcrumbed it and then also collaborated more with people instead of, because I think she was the lead writer on the documentary and obviously for her music. But I think that that's what makes collaboration so special is that you can run it by people and they'll honestly give you their feedback. And then they put in like what makes them feel good and feel full. And then it becomes more of a bigger project with a bigger meaning rather than I got back together with Ben Affleck and here's my story. You know, it like, just felt kind of flat.
There's supposed to be another one because I've seen one when she's talking about the Super Bowl. Gearing up towards the Super Bowl?
Yep.
Maybe that's...
That one's another one.
She's doing another thing?
No, she did one before.
No. Okay.
So I was like, which documentary is this? Because I saw the one. It was probably like last year.
I think it was like 2 years ago. Two or three years ago.
It's like her road to the Super Bowl, like performing for the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. That to me is way different.
Yeah. That one actually was fun. If you enjoy the halftime shows for the Super Bowl, it just gave you some behind the scenes, like rehearsal clips and stuff. It was fun.
Yeah.
That one I liked.
Yeah, while she's working on that one movie she did, Hustler, something like that. And then doing it at the same time and then organizing the whole thing and then getting told at the last minute, we can't do this certain thing. Mm-hmm. We can't put this, we can't make this message. Because I think there's kids in like a jail cell, like just to present a message. That's all it was.
Yeah.
It was.
So it was kind of like the propaganda and the red tape of
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then being a celebrity star and whatnot. So it was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. I kind of
highly recommend it.
Yeah,
I might go back and watch that today because I'm doing a movie marathon. Yeah. Speaking of acting, I have like a weird left field question for you.
Okay.
So most actors are servers. It's kind of like the stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, I feel like that stereotype is evolving where, like, a lot of them now are content creators or do their own thing. Do you recommend actors that, like, really want to go big in the industry or, like, do what you and I do where we're non-union, but, like, we are constantly on sets working, doing things, helping other people. Do you recommend actors that have a passion for fitness to maybe follow in your footsteps and be an actor but also do personal training?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The best thing about being in the fitness field is that you're constantly working on bettering yourself, keeping your physique looking good, still being like very like an athlete. You want to be able to move. You want to be able to dance. You want to be able to just be very versatile.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in the fitness industry, you're able to accomplish those things and it's better. It'll show off in your acting for sure.
I love that.
I like it. No, I really do recommend it. The thing that's kind of tricky, though, is once you develop a relationship with your client and you book something, now it's just like having that openness with the client to let them know, hey, how do we make this work? Because I'm going to be doing this gig. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, a lot of theater doesn't make that much.
Yeah.
And so it has to be definitely a passion of yours. But if you're trying to make ends meet or survive on money for a period of time, you just want to make sure you pick and choose your battles and when you want to possibly lose a client because you want to do a show that's only going to be short term, or are you going to find a ways to maybe not sleep for that month because you have to wake up at 5 a.m. to train a client and then you have to go to rehearsal till midnight. So it's finding a balance for sure.
And you did that recently. I mean, by the time this comes out, you will have done it a while ago.
I did.
You juggled a show and personal training.
It was tough. It was 3 weeks of rehearsal, which seems like so easy to do, and then 3 weeks of shows. Mm-hmm. But we were rehearsing in Long Beach.
Which is far from where we work out.
Yes.
Yeah.
So from where I live. And it was about an hour commute at the end of the night.
With traffic.
No, there was no traffic.
There was none? Oh, never mind.
It was at midnight.
Great.
So well, some days you have the construction workers. But anyways.
Yeah.
It was about an hour commute on the way, coming back. And then you just have your 5 a.m. client. So you have to wake up at least an hour before that to get your body functioning.
Yeah.
And then you try to take midday naps in your car and become a little homeless for a little bit.
Out of your car.
No, it's you understand why you're doing it and you realize it's for the passion. You love the theater, you love your job, but then understanding this isn't my long-term goal. Like I can't do this for more than a month. I can't do this for 6 months. If you are, then you need to reevaluate what you're going to do. Yeah. So that way, at least you present yourself the best way to either your clients or to theater.
That's a hard thing to juggle. Oof.
It's super hard.
I give you a lot of credit. The show you were in, it was very dance heavy. So you were not only working on helping your clients be the best that they can, but you also were juggling your own mental health, your own physical health. So congrats to you on an amazing show.
Thank you.
And for being just awesome. Like, I love working out with you.
Oh, stop. Stop being amazing.
My fans
cry.
Like try to steal you too. They're I'm going to work out with him. What about California? Me first.
Gotta find me.
Well, in the beginning of this episode, you didn't really have a DeLulu. So I'm going to pass you my little note card and I'm going to let you pick what DeLulu you are while I wrap up this episode. Thank you all so much for watching. If you are listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us a great review because, again, we are new. So leave us 10 out of 10, 5 out of 5, whatever you can. I think I'm probably the bear in the DeLulu logo today. Mm-hmm, I'm very, just looking back, all right, we did that.
I like the middle guy.
You like the dog?
Yeah. What the fudge?
You can swear, it's fine.
No, we're past the 30 minutes.
Yeah, great. Yes.
Yeah, it's just like having the, confidence, but just also don't mess with me. Yeah. I haven't slept.
Where's my cat? Where,
you know what? So let's talk about my DeLulu. My biggest DeLulu is just the misconception of starting a gym routine or the gym. Mm. You know, it's so crazy. I like to be a person too.
Yeah.
And if we go out for drinks, we go out for food, don't talk to me about hey, I shouldn't be eating this, right? Because you're a trainer. I'm a normal person too. Yeah. I love burgers. I love french fries. I had a burger before I got here. Full disclosure. But it's just you have to have a balance. You have to understand what it is that you want to accomplish, how serious you want to be with that goal. Mm-hmm. And don't put on your own restrictions of, I need to work out first before I get a trainer, even though you don't know what you're doing. It just doesn't make sense. Just be honest with yourself. You know what? Right now, I'm not ready for a trainer. I'll be wasting money because I'm not focused. Mm-hmm. Or let's do it. It's going to financially be a struggle for a moment, but at least I could go on my own and continue this knowledge that you've given me and continue to build upon it. Mm-hmm. So that's just my biggest misconception is just a lot of people saying they're ready, dropping the hints, but not wanting to take action.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just
not ready to commit.
Are you telling me this to vent? Or are you telling me this?
Yes. Are you telling me this to vent or do you want advice? That's my favorite when someone's going on a tangent.
We love to just say that to each
other. We do. We do now as a meme, but it's such a good thing to use. Do you want advice or do you just want to vent?
It's so funny. You should use that in life because some people just want to vent and they don't need your opinion. They don't need your input. Just be a good ear.
All right, Cosmo, who are you in the canoe?
I am the bear.
You are the bear.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Like that happened. All right, cool.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for listening. We're going to take this over to Patreon because I pulled a very interesting Reddit story that I'm going to throw at you I want your opinions on.
All right.
And I have a question about gossip in the gym. So join our Patreon.
Let's do it.
Join it. Go do it. Click the button and subscribe. Bye.